what our staff in Uganda and Rwanda and the DRC are seeing and witnessing are basically regular and extensive reports of widespread human rights violations and abuses. And to be concrete, we are talking specifically about indiscriminate and summary killings of civilians. We are talking about rape and other forms of sexual abuse. We are talking about torture, arbitrary arrests, assaults, looting, extortion of food or money, destruction of property. We are also talking about forced labor, the forced recruitment, which often includes children, and also ethnically motivated violence. This deadly mix is basically fueling a massive displacement within the province and also into the neighboring countries. And at the moment, we estimate that there are more than 470,000 Congolese who have fled their homes in Eastern DRC since April. Some 220,000 of them are in North Kivu. Another 200,000 are in South Kivu, while more than 50,000 fled to Uganda and Rwanda. Let me just remind you that the current estimate of the internally displaced population in the DRC stands at staggering 2.2 million people.
How are the neighboring countries coping with the influx of people?
The influx has been considerable, but it has not been overwhelming. In other words, the neighboring countries are able to cope, and this is not the first situation we are facing in Eastern Congo. And unfortunately, ever since the end of the civil war some 10 years ago, this part of the Congo has experienced only rare moments of peace and stability. And the forced movement of population is something that is unfortunately a frequent occurrence in this part of Africa. So the neighboring countries are not facing this issue for the first time. There are camps, settlements, and so on, where also UNHCR is working. And at the moment, what we are doing in coordination with the authorities and with other partners there, we are providing the protection and shelter. We are also providing health and medical services, as well as, which is extremely important, the psychosocial counseling for people who have suffered violence, who are victims of violence. However, I must say also that the situation in the DRC is far more challenging for us, because there we are facing a worsening security environment, and because of that, our capacity to move around and to deliver assistance outside the already established camps has been severely limited. I mean, at the moment, only the internally displaced who are in the camps north and west of the provincial capital Goma are regularly receiving assistance. There are many, many other sites throughout the eastern Congo where the IDPs spontaneously gathered. These are makeshift sites. Some of them are also with their families or relatives in villages and so on. And many of these people at the moment are not in our reach. They do not receive all the assistance that they would need.
What has been the response to your calls for protection?
What needs to be underlined is the fact that the fighting in Eastern DRC is conducted without respect for the safety of civilians, and it is conducted in a way which is in clear violation of the international humanitarian and human rights principles. And we are again urging the parties to avoid targeting civilian population and populated areas. And we are also calling on all parties to the conflict to take all steps possible to protect the civilian population and to prevent the indiscriminate and disproportionate attacks. Because we can see, as a result of what's going on, in less than 4 months, more than 470,000 people were forced to leave their homes.